Assalamu alaikum. How are you doing, guys? I hope you're all doing well. Today's podcast, I'll be talking about how Steve Jobs used communication to influence the sales of Apple and all their products. So let's start this properly then, as usual, shall we? Man Zakin, Guten Tag, Buenos Dias, Bon Dia, Mache Majo, Bonjour, Bonsoir, Habari, Jambo, Onniche, and every other greeting that I might be forgetting. So, it is not without doubt that communication impacts sales directly. Everybody knows that the biggest companies in the world are the biggest communicators of their brand. As a matter of fact, if you can't communicate your brand properly, then nobody might know your brand. I have a friend, Daniel Sapon, who says this. He says that your business will not sell itself, or the products will not sell themselves. So you can have the best business, but if your communication is not amazing, then you are not going to sell as much as you should. But somebody with a mediocre business who has learned the art of persuasion and the art of sales will certainly outsell you who has a superior product. In fact, I think it is Vusi Tembakwayo who once said that first level entrepreneurs focus on product, second level entrepreneurs focus on distribution. So you realize that automatically everybody in the beginning thinks it's a matter of product. Whilst as a matter of fact, communication plays a significant role. So let's look at how Steve Jobs used communication to convince the whole world that Apple is the right way to go. I would call this the CPP. So please, once again, the last time we had the LPC, today we have the CPP. Hope you're not forgetting the lessons that we're sharing, and if you have anything you'd like me to add, please don't forget to tell me that in the comment section. So the first one is comprehensive communication. Whenever Steve Jobs is talking about a product, he goes into details to actually show whatever the product can do. You realize that in 2007, when he brought out the iPhone, there was a whole conference that was put together to ensure that the whole world would be able to see the innovative technology that Steve Jobs was bringing to the world. He communicated this product, told the whole world, it is a tablet, it is an iPod, it is a this, it is a browser, all in one. That was a famous speech by Steve Jobs that most people in the world today know. So, comprehensive communication. It means that don't leave anything that your business does, which you think is very essential, out of your communication. Don't think that people must automatically know what you don't communicate. As a matter of fact, whatever you don't communicate, assume that your client has no idea about. The next one is presentation. Presentation skills are extremely important. No matter the business you find yourself in, whenever you are talking to your clients, you should have a structure of presentation. If you observe carefully what Steve Jobs would do, he would have PowerPoint presentations that were top-notch. He would have the iPod that was revolving, he would have the mobile phone that was revolving, and he would have a tablet that was revolving, and then he would bring all of them together to form an image and say, "We present to you the iPhone." Everybody was fascinated. The reason being, no matter how amazing you are at communication, if you do not have good presentation skills and good presentation assistance, you most likely will not be able to sell your products to your client. You know that most people do not necessarily work with the theoretical aspect of things. That is to say that when you describe things naturally to people, it takes a while. That is why even in our YouTube videos, whenever I'm talking, you'd see some presentation and some illustrations of some things and some people as and when I speak. It is to be able to present to you the idea I'm talking about. The last P of the CPP is passion. If anybody has observed Steve Jobs all throughout his sales techniques and videos that you might find on YouTube, the most prominent feature that you would say runs through all of them is his passion. The passion with which Steve Jobs used to talk about Apple products is beyond comprehension. That is to say that if you do not love the product, you certainly cannot sell the product. Now, as a business development consultant, the one thing that I see again and again and again is that clients would call a person and call this person our salesperson and send the person to go and sell the goods, services, or products of that company. Now, this is a person who has no skin in the game because the person has nothing to lose. In Steve Jobs' case, that was not the case. That was his company. He was a co-founder of the company. It means that if the company does well, he would do well. And so he had skin in the game. Therefore, whenever he was communicating, you could feel the passion in his voice. That is not by accident. The businesses that are able to sell are those that communicate with passion. Whenever you speak to any of those great entrepreneurs, whenever you hear them during your interviews, they will talk to you about passion, passion, passion. As a business, One of the mistakes you should never make is to actually give the position of selling your product to somebody who has no skin in the game. Well, the first one is comprehensive communication, the second one is presentation, and the last one is passion. This is how Steve Jobs used communication, or the art of communication, to steer Apple on the path of success that it currently is. I hope that you have gathered some valuable lessons from this video, and please don't forget to share your thoughts in the comment section. I'll be delighted to hear from you and to learn from you as well. Also, do let me know the companies you'd like me to speak on and topics that you'd like me to address in the comment section. Till I come your way next time, cheers guys.